Hello again, everybody. My name is Cedric, and I'm joined today by my good friend Carol Chen. And today we would like to present and actually do some demos on the concept of synthetic data and synthetic data generation. And this has been quite a hot topic recently, and you might have heard about it in the news, right? If you are on YouTube as much as I am, you might have seen interviews with Sam Altman or the Zuck, as I like to call them, talking about synthetic data, talking about model distillation. Or for example, you might have seen in new model cards that a lot of the frontier and state-of-the-art models are now being trained with synthetic data, right? You start thinking about that. The AI is making content for AI, right? Are we going to have model collapse? Or in another light, are we going to soon run out of training data, right? If you take a look at this chart, there's essentially a prediction of about 2027, 2028, where we might run out of available tokens to use for model training. So it brings us to this general idea of synthetic data, and for our talk today, how synthetic data is powering the next evolution of language models. Gartner here reports that by 2030, synthetic data might overshadow real data in language models. So all things to think about, but we'll walk through this today. We'll talk about challenges of AI in production, how synthetic data can help, and where it fits in for the LLM pipeline of pre-training, post-training, and model evaluation, and do some cool demos, and show how, say for example, if you're using a model that's maybe been tuned with synthetic data for a particular use case, you could have 1,000% times less cost, for example, than using a standardized ChatGPT. So saving money, saving the environment, this is all great things that synthetic data can do. Feel free to check out the slides, and we'll do a quick introduction. Carol, would you like to go first?
Thanks, Cedric. So I'm Carol Chen, I'm also from Red Hat. I do a lot of support for upstream communities, and some of them are listed here, including InstructLab, which utilizes synthetic data. So if you want to find out more information, it's instructlab.ai. But you can also find me at Scibet on many different networks.
Thank you. Yes, Carol's awesome. My name is, again, is Cedric. I am an engineer and advocate, organized KCD in New York City. And I make YouTube videos if you want to learn about AI topics on the, you know, those whiteboard things. Feel free to check that out. So Carol, pass it back to you.
All right. Thanks, Cedric. So before we dive into synthetic data, let's quickly look at some of the challenges that of AI adoption. First of all, is cost, right? So the cost of inferencing at scale to, you know, training and everything. However, this is changing. I'm sure most, if not all of us here, have heard about DeepSeek. Well, there are some questions about, you know, some of their claims. The reality is that innovation, especially open source innovation, can impact costs and efficiency both at the model level and beyond. In addition to saving energy and other resources, performance is also increased in these new open models, and DeepSeek is definitely not the only one. For example, there's the Granite models, if you have heard of them. And this is a good trend, and open source is fueling it. We're looking at several orders of magnitude here, from billions to millions. Although I've just came across some article debunking the, you know, $6 million claim by DeepSeek. But anyway, according to a recent Gartner report, more than 30% of Gen AI projects will be abandoned due to cost being one of these major factors. Next, we look at complexity. Let's say we want to customize LLMs with our own data. The curation of data sets is usually non-trivial and very complex for non-data scientists like myself. So whether it's business-centric data or, you know, domain-specific data, we need to incorporate this additional knowledge because you know, some of the limitations are due to those models being too generic. And not only that, as more and more companies and organizations need to align models with private and sensitive data, such as in healthcare, this complex training and tuning processes, you know, you have to deal with that, and not to mention lack of quality data that, you know, due to privacy reasons or, you know, very few specialized domain area experts that you can get the data from. So, like you said, the scarcity of data. Oops. Finally, there's the, you know, different types of, in many cases, we require the flexibility of deploying on hybrid clouds and using different types of models, such as, you know, smaller scale models on the edge, supplementing larger language models. So the control and of these can also help with dealing with tricky regulations, such as data privacy laws, handling that data anonymizations, and so on. So this allows, the flexibility allows organizations to take advantage of innovation while keeping private data secure. Now that I've